The Monday A-Grades with Joel and Fletch.
Righty, I've got a few today, boys. I'm going to start with WhatsApp, the WhatsApp messaging service. So WhatsApp, right? So if you leave a group, it says you can't discreetly leave the group.
It's ridiculous.
It publishes Brett Finch has left the group. That's my first thing. Yep. The second thing is, say you write something, and maybe you're on the source, maybe you're not, right? And then you later think it's not a great idea, so you delete what you've written, right? And it doesn't just let you delete it, right? It says, you know, for example, my mate Russ, he just wrote something, and it says, Russ has deleted the message. Like, in what world can't you just delete it and it just not be seen?
Well, yeah, especially then, and people know, well, there's some shame around that from Big Russ, and he's trying to take it back.
See, I'm then this launching, message was deleted.
I'm then launching in going, you're ripping into the life and deleting
it. What have you deleted? Yeah. So that's one of them. Another one is, I don't know if you've started the doco yet. Have you boys started the Get Back doco with the Beatles yet?
No.
It's outstanding. Like, so it's
is that the one where your young fella snuck out?
Yeah.
Snuck out of bed to watch it with his
own. So it's about 8 hours of just raw footage, right? But what it finishes with them recording Get Back. And it's not a spoiler alert because this happened 50 years ago. And they're up on the top of this building and they're playing Get Back and all the crowds down the bottom going, oh, what's going on, right? What's going on? So as you get with anything in life, and there's always an annoying neighbour. So this is the Beatles on top of a roof playing a single that's ultimately going to be a massive hit. And there's neighbours complaining to the police about it, right? There's always one. The noise is too loud. It's the middle of the week. The noise is too loud. But then you've got these coppers who are down below and they're trying to put a stop to it. So the people who are sort of mining the Beatles keep coming up with these bullshit excuses as to keep them at bay. And then ultimately they're just trying to find themselves up on the top as well to be watching the Beatles live. So they're also my A grades. The other A grades are that it's happened again. And this is why I'm getting Doug Gottlieb who, and this is, by the way, how I got into the NFL. I don't actually watch so much NFL, but I listen almost daily to a bloke called Colin Cowherd.
Yes.
Right, the Herd.
Yep.
And he gets me interested into the NFL. Mm. But when he's not on, Doug Gottlieb fills in for Colin Cowherd. Mm. Well, Doug Gottlieb, I was listening to him the other day, and he was talking about the fact there was another shooting at a school in Michigan, right? That's about 25 shootings or something for this year. So the gun laws in America.
Yeah.
At what stage and how many deaths do you need for them not to change that? For me, that's A grade.
Yeah, I was watching a documentary probably 10 years ago, and it was around the Detroit area. It could have been Detroit or around a suburb or town around Detroit, which is the highest murder capital of America. But then across the river was Canada, and that was the safest.
Is that right?
All there was a river, and obviously the laws are different in Canada. It was the safest town in Canada, and it all was separated by a river, and obviously the gun laws with the amendments there and what they have in place, the right to bear arms. So.
Yeah, and some people are very, very – it's a torn subject. We're going to catch up with Doug Gottlieb tomorrow from Fox to have a chat about that. But I've got the numbers here, and I think you'll find it's something like there have been 48 shootings this year. Here we go. There's been 48 shootings this year on school grounds, 32 of them since the 1st of August. Mm. 32 shootings at schools since the 1st of August.
And not to get all political, but it's crazy when you think about terrorism. That's terrorism in itself, the terror in the community. Like obviously the 9/11 was a terrible, terrible incident, but, you know, with the such energy we put into that when, you know, on a regular basis there's these massacres which are destroying people's lives and destroying communities.
He's a gun radio host. I think he's got the longest serving afternoon program in America, Doug Gottlieb. We're going to catch up to him tomorrow from Fox Sports over there in America. Let us know your A grades, 1300 01 1170, or text 0457 736 736. Gibbo, have you got an A grade for the week?
Yeah, I do, and this is a pretty easy one, but Mark McGowan over in WA, they were supposed to host the test. They haven't been able to change anything around. And so for the people of Perth, unfortunately, it looks like they're going to miss out. They did try and do a last-minute switcheroo.
No one's switching, mate. Just open your borders.
That has been cancelled, kibosh. So it looks like Perth won't be hosting a test for two summers in a row. So, look, Mark McGowan takes a pretty easy A grade, I'd say.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
I've got Max Verstappen.
Maxi Verstappen?
Yeah, we were watching it earlier when he – well, you were across this morning. He had to pull over – and he wouldn't get out of the way for...
Well, his own... Well, we're going to catch up with Matty White very shortly here, in the next ad break.
Right,
yeah,
it.
Matty will be... I'm going to catch up with Doug Bollinger a little bit later on.
He doesn't look like a good bloke.
No, no. Well actually, Lewis Hamilton said this bloke's something like he's a maniac or he's crazy or something like that.
He doesn't look like the friendliest bloke, old Maxi boy.
But it's all in readiness now. It's a promoter's dream because they are tied up for the Formula One. We're going to speak to Matty White about the Formula One. We're going to speak to him about Bathurst. But keep your A-grades coming through.